بشير الصحابي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جالسا ورجل يأكل فلم يسم الله حتى لم يبقى من طعامه فلما رفعها إلى فيه قال بسم الله أفضله وآخره بسم الله أفضله وآخره فضحك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم قال ما زال الشيطان يأكل معه فلما ذكر اسم الله استقاء ما في بطنه رواه أبو داود والنسائي هذا أمية بن المخشي رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was sitting while a man was eating. However, this man did not take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When just one morsel of his food was left, he raised it to his mouth and said, Bismillahi awwaluhu wa akhiruhu. In the name of Allah, at the beginning and at the end. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiling and said, Shaytan continued eating with him, but when he took the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Shaytan vomited all that was in his stomach. Umayyah ibn Makhshir radiallahu anhu narrates the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting while a man was eating. However, the man did not take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When just one morsel lukma of his food was left, he raised it to his mouth and said, In the name Bismillah wa akhiru, in the name of Allah at the beginning, at the end. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled and he also started laughing and said, Shaytan continued eating with him, but when he took the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Shaytan vomited all that was in his stomach. So like we mentioned at the beginning, that Rasulullah saw this is more true than what our eyes can see and what our ears can hear is what Rasulullah saw and heard and told us. So he told us that Shaitan eats with you when you don't say Bismillah. Shaitan comes in your house when you say Bismillah. Shaitan has intercourse with your wife if you don't say Bismillah. Everywhere. And this is more true. Here Rasulullah saw the Sahabis eating. So the food was halal for Shaitan because he forgot to say Bismillah. Like we read in the previous hadiths, it was halal for him. But then he remembered Allah's name. Bismillah awwaluhu wa akhiruhu, in the name of Allah at the beginning. So now all the food was haram. How haram? The shaitan had to vomit it all out. And Rasulullah saw the shaitan vomiting it. And this is not just something, he saw it. Like I mentioned yesterday in this hadith where Hazrat Shah Waliullah Muhaddis Dehlvi, Hazrat Mawlana Manzoor Naumani in Ma'riful Hadith, the explanation of hadith, under the chapter of eating, and that when the lukma falls, the morsel falls, لا تدع للشيطان, do not leave it for shaitan. Under, he saw this jinns possessing somebody and said that we came to eat. And they said, Bismillah, they didn't let us eat. He saw this. You know, he saw the reality of these things. You know, if somebody, some waliullah, some friend of Allah, some person sees this, he could see it. And people do see shaitan, sometimes angels, these kind of things. But if we see it or we don't hear it, that doesn't matter to us. What Rasulullah said is true. Remember that. So whenever you say Bismillah when you eat, make it haram, food haram. When you come in the house, make it haram for shaitan to come in your house. There'll be no jinnat, shaitan problems, jadu, jinn, and all this stuff will finish, inshallah, when you have it. There's all this other, the jali stuff right now in the dunya. So much power they're using against. Right now, so much. And this dajjal is going to be full of magic. So the only way is Quran and Hadith. Quran and Hadith. Ayatul Kursi, Mu'awwazatain, Bismillah, all these things, inshallah. Allah enable us to act upon the Hadith. Allah enable us to have true Iman, true faith. And Allah keep us with true Iman, true faith. SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah, SubhanAllah, Inshallah, 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 Inshallah,